Blog Talk Radio.
Second.
That's pretty much what I was doing. I tend to do that whenever I know that you're working. Or
oh, no. She just fell out of her chair again.
Oh, man. No. That's not funny. Is she gone? Like, for real?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Oh, my God.
Yay. There she is.
She is. 5 seconds.
All right. Let me introduce the show. It is March 26, 2013. Y'all, it's almost tax time, so if you ain't got your shit together yet, you need to work on it.
Don't.
I'm just letting y'all know, so you go ahead and get it up. Okay. I said get it up.
You know.
Oh, my God. Okay. So it is, I forgot what I was saying. Oh, yes. It's March 26, 2013. It is Tuesday, which means it is time for our next rendition of Pixinista. We are your favorite Pixel fashionistas. And, we're hot like that. So, if you don't like, you can keep our shiny asses, although in Corey's place,
it's
like
that's shiny cool. Chocolate. Corey's not red yet.
Our blog radio. What's going on?
Oh, my God. Why am I hearing 4 or 5 of you guys?
I don't know. What is going on? Okay, no. Did I fix it? Is it over? I think it's over. Okay. Okay. Okay, we're back.
Corey's a cloud. I see her shadow the way she's supposed to be.
My shadow's right.
She's a cloud to me, like completely.
That's
like,
right.
Goofy.
That's right, bitches. That's right.
If you look at the screen for Twitch, she's
a straight ninja. That's right.
She is a ninja. Don't be ninja in me like.
Oh,
that.
She's Ruth. That's not cute. But I guess
she's not.
Oh, look at those hands.
Oh my God, yes, she is. That is not a pretty picture.
I'm not in yet. My screen's not even done loading. I got some craziness going on.
Yeah, me too. I didn't have all this lag till like right.
What
right is, before the show started.
You know, that's Second Life. You know, I haven't finished introducing a show. Okay. Okay, she's not Ruth anymore. That is so much better. Thank God. Is that one of your
is one of mine, yes.
That is nice. I like that that style. Although, I don't know about the shoes. You need to make the shoes.
Well, I didn't make the shoes.
I thought you made the shoes.
Gotta give me time, honey. I just got the clothing part down. So I got a whole gang of clothes I was over here in the corner making. As anybody knows, if you've seen in Second Life, this is my corner. I come and sit in and I do stuff. Sometimes it's stuff you can see, and sometimes I'm in Photoshop. I'm not even here. So if you come over, you say hi, then I'm probably not looking at the screen.
Okay, I need to finish introducing.
Why is Ginger naked? And why are you naked?
One of us are naked. I swear.
No, we're not naked. You're just not loaded yet.
No, I'm loaded. I see skin. I see somebody got on underwear and no shoes. I see somebody's dress all the way down in the lap. Sides missing. They got on pearls, though.
Okay, no,
the sides are supposed to be missing.
The sides are supposed to be missing, and I'm almost naked, but, you know, this avatar is kind of a slave, so. So she's pretty much almost nudie. Although she's my only avatar right now because yeah, stuff happens. But yeah, I'm so white.
And we would say we're dwarves, but we're not dwarves of any kind. Yeah. As I was told, dwarves are not size thing.
So I'm Snow White, and this is our show. And we also have Corey / Gaminatrix up in the hizzle.
I'm having a...
Today.
A night or something. And I'm hearing like three of us. Do you have... Do one of you have an extra Twitch window open with sound on? Is that what I'm hearing?
I have a Twitch open, but it's muted.
So is the Twitch open and you're not muted? Is that what I'm hearing?
I am. I don't even have Twitch open because it messes me up when I do.
Okay, somebody's going to get cut.
Check your own shit, man.
I have nothing open. Remember, I just crashed, so I have nothing.
I played Bloodsport today, so.
You did.
Okay, let me try that.
Is that better?
Close.
That's much better. No, it's not. I hear me still somewhere.
Anyway, back to what I was doing. I forgot.
You have Blog Talk going?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I have Blog Talk going, but not the, you know, I'm not on the main page.
Okay. Anyway, back to what I was saying, because we got to get the show started, you know? We have fans waiting on our every word.
My bad.
All right. I'm Snow White. That's Corey. We also have our redheaded stepchild with my bread on her ass, Ginger Rocks. You know what? I really should make a brand of like an apple with a bite out of it and then Snow White over the top of it with maybe a worm coming out for like a poison apple.
And at the bottom, it's just saying, rawr.
Rawr.
It's her voice that does it.
It really is. I can't even do it because I don't have that little girlish voice. I'm all like, rawr.
Mm, hey. Who has mesh eyes?
Who has mesh eyes?
No.
These are not mesh eyes. They are, they're from Icon. They have really, really, really good textures. Like,
I got my first pair of Icon eyes today.
Yeah, they are unbelievable textures. These are Icon Sunrise, I think. They have such good... Okay, I got to admit, when I first logged her on a few days ago, almost a week ago now, she was so outdated, I was like embarrassed to be seen in her. Seriously.
Yeah, because wasn't she the one that was made to be my cousin of one of my characters?
Yes, she was so outdated, girl. So I was like, you know, we have to do a complete overhaul. So I went to Exile. I got my mesh hair, which, other than Truth, I really like Exile. They have kind of like the messy, sexy styles. Their textures could use a little tweaking because they seem kind of fakeish. But other than that, it's good. And then I got her some mesh feet from Slink because, you know, they have the best. And I cannot stand the slaves that walk around on their freaking tippy toes. What?
See, I have been out. I'm out of the slave loop, so I can't help you there. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, I have those mesh feet. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They're from Gaol or something like that.
Yeah, the tippy toes are fine for sometimes, but it's not just the slave girls and gore. I see this all over Second Life. Like, they're walking around on their tippy toes. Honey, ballerinas don't even do that.
Yeah, that's true. I've got a pair of each. I've got the flat pair that I got from somebody else, and they're not
good. Oh, look at that Firefox fixed, Firestorm fixed that head thing. Look at that. Now I can actually look at people. You see that? I can look at body parts again. Thank you, Firestorm, you bastards.
Yeah, because I cam perv everybody, and I don't want them to know I'm looking.
Well, no,
yeah,
sometimes,
me either.
Well, I like this because y'all know I still take my pictures, and sometimes it's convenient to look at, you know, to aim the head when you're taking a picture. See, I can do.
True. I didn't think about that because the alt-click thing kind of makes your head turn. Yeah.
You see how I'm doing? Yeah.
I'm
looking all over the place. Yeah. Down in my own boobs? Hot.
I'm checking out your cleavage there, your cleavage.
Yeah.
Why am I hearing like a choppy sound? Is that a clock? Anyways, so, fashion.
The latest fashion. Oh, okay. I have things in my head that I can share. I'll get back to them eventually. I'm still trying to open windows.
Can I talk about what I have? Have you noticed? Have you noticed? Have you looked at me, Corey?
Yes, I've seen that. That's from, is it Meshit?
No. The dress. The head. Have you looked at the face? The head?
I saw the head and it's scaring me.
I kind of.
Really?
I actually think the mesh head is gorgeous.
It's from Snow Rabbit. They're at the skin fair right now. It's a scripted mesh head. Look, she thinks she cries. Tears. Hold on. Tears. Tears on.
Wait.
She cries.
It's kind of sexy because tears on a woman is kind of sexy.
That don't look like crying. That look like you have to do something else.
Give a second. It'll cry. some other reason, it's taking a little bit longer.
That's your
surprise? I think I'm lagging.
Because if it does, I'm sold.
You know, okay, now that I get close, she's very, very pretty. I have my graphics cranked up today, so.
Not like.
There it goes. Did you see it?
No.
Red on her cheek?
No. Remember, we all do not have NASA. We do not have NASA on our computers like you, Ginger.
Turn your damn phone off because that Twitter noise drives me. Every time I hear it, I'm looking over my shoulder.
I'm sorry. You are not the boss of me, and the person that is demands that I keep that on. I'm sorry.
Oh, that is so sad. Aw.
Ginger's so sad. Don't cry, Ginger.
Oh, I love it. I'm cool with that. I'll have to ask and see if I'm allowed to have that.
It's amazing. Her mouth opens. She breathes. She closes her eyes and she looks so sweet.
She
this
does.
Is, of course.
Do they have different style faces?
No. Well, not through this company. This company only has this one, and this is the only script mesh head in SL.
Do they have black girls?
No. Again, this is the only head. Well, it comes in different tones, but no, not black. No.
Because you know, if it's like the latest thing, everybody and their sister is going to have one, and I don't want to look like everybody.
Well, the price is going to keep everybody and their sister from having it.
Oh, what's the price?
3,000 linden.
Oh, it's not bad actually.
For a head? Yes, it is.
No, for what it does, it's not. I was thinking she was going to say 7 or 8. They got the Zuby babies cost 7 and 8.
Well, I don't even want a Zuby baby. If I ever do pregnancy and second life again, which if it matches RP, I'll be willing to do it. I'm a little scared of the Zuby babies. I would rather have an NPC child and not buy the baby because they scare me.
Well,
yeah.
They should because, you know, that's how the Matrix starts. But I've said this before. But I think they're neat. Although I did have one that scared me the other day because I go around and look at other people's clothes, since I mostly just make the baby accessories, so I try to make things that will go with some of the designer's clothes. And I came in there, and there was one sitting at the table. You know, and my Zuby baby is a newborn, and she's going to stay that way, I think, anyway. I don't usually deal with the ones that are toddlers. I've never even seen one until I saw this one. And he was sitting at the table eating something, and I was like, what the fuck is your mommy?
They are kind of different looking, and I wish I had a picture. I don't. They're still in beta. I actually tried to get a hold of the girl that has one. There is a new mesh avatar coming out. It's an infant.
Oh,
so that
God.
People can actually RP the infant. So you're not having to buy the pixel baby.
Oh,
you can actually RP the infant. And, of course, now you've got the Tolly Doos, whatnot. You can.
Okay. No. You guys know how I feel about people RPing children. It weirds me out. It just completely, weirds me out.
The question is, what does not weird you out? You see, I forgot octopus sex doesn't weird you out, but you know what? You stop talking.
Hey, you know what? I'm kinky. Leave me alone. Hentai is hot. I like forest, rough, you know, trees.
I do not like when I'm walking, minding my own business through Second Life, and things pop up out of the ground and grab me and do things to me. And no, I do not like that.
I love that. I love the whole, be rough and coarse and vulgar with me, but don't give me little people playing kids and infants. That's weird.
I like the idea of the babies mostly because, you know, I like to see how detailed they can get with the code. So I would want to see these little beta babies and see what they do. However, I do not like when I walk into an empty shop and there's one sitting there eating out of his bowl. That freaked me. That did freak me out because I was in the store for probably about 25 minutes and I'm walking around. I'm looking at the clothes. And I was like, yeah, I can make some hat. I can do shoes with that. That would be good. It's going to be cute. What the oh! And I went and I actually did it out loud. I went, oh, where's your fucking mommy? Sitting there like that, and he's just eating his little food and looked at me and smiled. I was like, no, that is
okay.
Too much.
No. That I'd be like, you know what, devil child, stay back.
devil child.
No. I don't know. Maybe I'm just weird, but that's just something I cannot wrap my mind around. Is the damn people playing children and playing? No offense, Ginger. People playing children and people playing infants just creep me out. And I have seen adult mesh avatars, and they're creepy, too. They look disproportionate to me.
I think that has more to do with the designer than it has to do with the person.
Maybe. But it just looks disproportionate to me. If they come out and it looks more realistic and maybe allow you to where you can make it unique. I don't want to look like everybody else. I like the fact that I don't look like everybody else. Where this character is right now, she is probably one of the biggest girls over there. She's the curviest. She has more meat on her bones.
And I wonder where you got that from.
Hey, don't be talking about me in real life.
No, I'm talking about you mimicking me. That sure does look like one of my avatars. Stand up there. Let me look.
Mm-hmm. She looks like me. What are you talking
about? We lost the Ginger altogether. I was wondering why she was quiet. We lost Ginger.
This does not look like you. What are you talking about?
It does too look like me. We have lost the Ginger, y'all. Run.
Oh, God.
Anyway. Yeah, we lost the Ginger.
She's coming back. Anyway, so yes, she is probably the biggest girl up in the camp. But you know what? I like it that way. I don't want to look like everybody else.
Oh, like I said, it looks very familiar.
It was supposed to look like you, girly, because you know I always go for the curvy girls. I can't stand being a stick figure.
Sure. Do I need to pull out the pictures of your original avatar?
Do what?
Do I need to pull out the pictures of your original avatar?
Oh, you mean the really, really thin with the free woman? She was made thin because I thought that was what people wanted.
I proved you wrong.
What? I don't care.
You know what? My dress is kind of hot. I got to give myself credit. That is a hot flipping dress.
That is a hot flipping dress.
That is good work. I'm learning how to make mesh, by the way.
Nice. You learned in Blender?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, girl, you got to teach me, for real.
I don't know if I can. You know why? You already know why I'm learning quickly, don't you?
No.
That means it's super complicated.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot that's how your brain works.
Yeah, backwards.
Yep.
I'm going to pick up rocket science one day, blow up the planet. But we'll all be in another dimension, so it'll be okay. It'll be fine.
It'll be totally cool. It'll be awesome. Okay, you know what? I know Ginger is not here, but I do want to talk about a certain... I wanted to talk about the hair place, Exile, that I got my hair from.
Is it mesh?
Yes. So they do have some prim stuff, and I'll put this up in Skype. I know Ginger's not here to post it in Twitch, but we can at least talk about it and kind of describe what it looks like. Their hair is more kind of messy, almost like a bedhead kind of thing, and that goes really, really well with what my character is becoming, what she's becoming a slut, basically, which is awesome because I play a really good slut. I'm very bad at playing.
Okay, you stay on topic.
Huh?
You stay on topic.
This goes with the topic. Like it's like bed hair, kind of sexy, tousled, come hither kind of thing. And if you look at the pictures that I just sent you in Skype, that's exactly what it is for the most part. It's kind of tousled. It's kind of, you know, just a little off kilter. And that's exactly what I wanted. And they do men's hair too, although I'm not very fond of the men's hair because it looks kind of ridiculous. But they also have some prim hair, which, you know, for prim hair, doesn't look that bad, but it's just I refuse to wear prim hair anymore. It annoys me.
Okay, what did you pause for?
You were typing, and I thought you were saying something.
No, I was putting a note to she grabbed the wrong Amy BB for me.
Okay. I thought you were going to tell me something, and I was waiting for it. All right. Anyway, so that's Exile. Exile has really, really, really good mesh hair, and I'm very picky about mesh hair because, you know, I don't like it when designers make it and it doesn't really conform to your body that well. Mm-hmm. Like Bobby Pills, they had really good mesh hair for the time, but the more people are getting into mesh hair, the more I realize they're not conforming to the body very well. Like, if you look at Wasabi Peel's hair from the side, there's like a huge gap between the hair and your tit. And that's just, it's not cool with me. I don't want that to happen. I want it to kind of, you know, conform to how I look. Oh, you know what? Oh, I just realized something. There is something that Redgrave made that...
I didn't even think Redgrave was still around.
Yes, girl, they are around, and they are rocking it. Shit, I'm trying to figure out. They have something that someone said was like liquid mesh that conforms to your body. And I haven't tried it out, and I've been meaning to try it out. Let's try this. I know there was apparently a pair of pants that was supposed to be... There it is. Okay. There was supposed to be a pair of pants that was kind of that conformed to your body no matter what your body shape was, and I'll put that up there. And for those of you that don't know, mesh in Second Life is made to look like real clothes. Like, it's made to move like real clothes move on your foot, like when you walk, because the prim clothes would, like, you know, stick into your body and that kind of thing. But mesh clothes are made to conform to your form and, like,
Yeah, this is the liquid mesh, which is supposed to be a little better, which I'm trying to jump quickly through learning the mesh so that I can pick this one up.
That's exactly the point, though. Like, the normal mesh is made in standard sizes, although the standard, quote, standard sizes really aren't standard when designer designs. They're really, really not, trust me. So I think liquid mesh is supposed to be a little more forgiving when it comes to odd-shaped avatars because, you know, like I said, most of my avatars end up having, like, either a big ass or big boobs or stuff like that. I just like the bigger size girls. I just think it looks better. So I think the liquid mesh is going to be the wave of the future coming up. I just wish more people would jump on the bandwagon. The only thing I don't like about these particular pants is it looks like she has a camel toe.
Well, that could be hot.
Uncomfortable. I've had that happen. That is uncomfortable.
Yes, but it's not uncomfortable for you for real.
I have a mine.
Huh?
I have a piercing and it's uncomfortable when I have camel toe.
Okay, again, you just wanted to say that. Do you have a piercing in the game that's causing you real discomfort? No.
Honey, I'm not trying. I'm telling you that this is uncomfortable for me. So when I see something like this, I don't want to wear it in the game because it is uncomfortable for me in real life. I like to wear things in game that I would wear in real life.
Really?
Yeah.
So when I'm going to see you wearing this here?
Yeah. Girl, if I had that kind of body, I'd be rocking.
Okay, you know what? I'm done with you. Done with you officially.
This is cute. I'm done with you.
I'm done.
You want me to stop talking? You can talk. I'm babbling. Cause we.
I said I'm done. I said I'm done with you. I'm done.
Don't make me hurt you. I will hurt you. Down this little sandbox.
You know, okay. Now, well, I didn't bring any, or I wasn't talking about any designers that have actual stuff made. I was looking more at the shapes because since I'm learning how. You're probably going to have to invite that girl back to the group, by the way. Invite her back to the call. I don't think it's going to pull her back in.
All right, let me try to call her. Hold on.
She's going to be cussing. Let me cover my.
Oh, my
God. Yeah.
Did you go up in the high register, Ginger?
I thought I'd lose my voice if I do that. I might. I'm so irritated at this point. It's like, really?
Well, as
going off, there was like clicking in my noises in my ears, and it wouldn't stop. And oh.
Well, we didn't get to giggle because you didn't. We didn't hear you fall out of the chair. So.
Good for every single time. Every single time.
Every single time I hear poof, I'm like,
well, I am trying to get back in, so.
Okay. No worries. Okay, so while she goes through that, my baby was, and well, unfortunately, you all won't be able to see this just yet, but a company that makes mesh called Pro Magic. Now, they, in case you all didn't know, basically meshes, you take a shape and you start pulling it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to break it down for my friends here because they were like, they're like, you figured it out? Yeah, I figured it out. You take the mesh, you start with whatever little object you start with, and basically you pull it until it looks like all these shapes here. And then you sell it, people buy it, and either they make something out of it or they resell it or they keep it for themselves and wear it, which you can totally get away with. Not all of them have demo on them. Like that, matter of fact, the crochet shop that you were in love with, I don't think it has demo on it anywhere, so you could just wear it. You can't give it away to anybody. You can't sell it. And if demo is on there, it must be really, really in light text. You can't see it. So you get it, you texture it, and you wear it. Pro Magic is one of the ones that sells this stuff. And I like hers because of the amount of shadowing. Not so much the detail, but their shadowing is awesome.
Yeah, it's not too heavy. It's some of these people, I have to go in and edit the shit out of their shadowing because it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, like this dress that I have on, it's a nice dress, but to get these shadows, I had to layer like 6 layers of their shadow to get it to pop.
Yeah, no.
See this, all this, the how it folds is what Sherry was telling you. It's supposed to move with you. See how I lean this way and the fabric kind of leans the other way, you know, type of thing. That was not possible before. But to get it to shadow like that in the front, 6 layers of shadowing.
6.
And if you play around in Photoshop, you know, that's like a lot of layers.
Yeah.
Just to get something to show up. I could have just done it myself.
And tinkering with Photoshop, yeah, that's a hell of a lot of layers.
It's way too many. Pro Magic? Maybe 1, 2, depending on how deep you want it. Look, a cloud cup. Oh, God, Ginger's naked. Get a picture. Oh, I didn't move fast enough.
No naked pictures of Jen.
I saw nothing but butt. I looked over. I was like, booty. Ginger booty. Dang, I couldn't get to my button fast enough. Oh, I want to put that up on
Facebook.
I was
like trying to swing around to get the full frontal, and she totally got her dress on.
Well, whatever was lagging me earlier is now gone, so.
Dang.
Yay.
Got that picture. Now, who did, this is Mesh It, huh, that did this dress, right?
My dress is, hold on, I'll tell you. My dress is Voxy.
Voxy? At least
that's selling it. I don't know who made it. But this chick is on the marketplace, Voxy, VXXI, and she is selling several different mesh dresses of mesh out.
Okay, now, I actually have a complaint. Did we lose her again? Jenna?
They are hot.
We did for a little while.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard that. But it's Voxy, VOXXI. She's selling a lot of the mesh fits on the marketplace for 55 linden a piece.
55?
Oh, she's going to get in trouble. Because this dress, I know, is around 300 just to buy it without the string on it.
Yeah. A lot of people have different rules. Some people say, you know, you can't sell it under 100 linden. Other people say they don't care what you sell it for once you buy it. It really depends on the mesh maker. Like, I'm pretty sure it's Millie Miyako. Who is it? I've got them pulled up on Software Capture. That's right, Grace. Millie Imako? I want to say hers, and her instructions say you're not supposed to sell it underneath a certain amount. But I don't know if that applies to once you've done your own textures or not.
Well, I don't. Okay. I have a gripe about long mesh dresses. And the gripe is pretty simple. Like, when you get into certain positions.
I can't imagine what the gripe would be.
Yeah, exactly. When you're walking and your legs poke through. And then whenever you get in certain positions in long dresses, it just looks weird. Like, any position where your knees are spread, even just a little bit, it looks weird. Like, it does not look like an actual fabric to me. Like, you know how, like, in that dress right there.
Like that?
That looks weird, too. Yes, like, the mesh just doesn't work in long dresses. Even in dresses where all of your legs are, you know, blanked out by an alpha, it still looks weird. It does not look realistic to me.
Well, you got a while before they catch up to that, for the technology catches up to that.
Yeah. A lot of it has to do with just that the SL client itself is not.
The engine is not super advanced. When it starts getting like Unreal Engine, that's when we're going to get some of that. The fabric moves, and it moves with the body. And, oh, my God, I want this jumpsuit. And the girl with the air – I'm sorry, I saw something on the marketplace. I got to have it.
But as long as she stands still,
exactly. As long as you're not moving or doing anything weird or dancing, don't try to dance in it, God. You will
– Yeah. We're not going
– What? Did we lose her again?
No, she came back, but she's not going to be
here.
Happy.
Okay.
I heard
something like, dong.
Oh, my God.
And look at me both. I don't know about you, but I backed up. I was like, oh, shit.
I think my damn cell phone is messing with my headset.
I like,
oh, that's going over there.
Like, seriously, I was like, oh, shit.
I backed up on the screen. I go, oh, no.
Augie, if you're listening, I see you doing something in SL, I see your message. I will check it later.
If she checks it right now, she's going to crash. And then her two peeps over here will beat the hell out of her, just so you know.
Don't! I don't have the screen open. I can check. Millie Imako is another one that I love. This chick has been making mesh since about the time that we could make... Oh! She's got lingerie that she can... Oh, my God. I've even been making my own lingerie.
What? Mesh lingerie now?
Yes.
Mesh
lingerie. Yeah. Hold
show
on.
Show me a link, girl.
Look at that on the screen right there. Oh,
hey,
my
God. Hey, I have
God.
That.
I don't have that. It's open. Just hold on. Hold on. I don't have it open because it makes my computer all screwy, and then I hear things, and it makes me go crazy. Hold on.
Here. I'll send it to you.
Thank you. Because us doing the show and me having Twitch on really messes with
me. There you go. I dropped it in SL for you.
Oh. Sweet.
Wait a minute. I think I have that. Or a bikini similar.
Oh, and that is super cute. Look at that.
It's cute. It's a top mesh, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have some mesh panties that actually look really good.
Yeah, remind me after the show to change into what I was wearing earlier, and you can see what I was wearing earlier. Oh, my God.
I want to see it now.
Right? Go ahead and change. I mean, who's noticing? It's just us.
All right. Hold on.
Go ahead, change.
You know what? Right,
so do y'all have something else to share while I'm doing that? Because
yeah, we have something to share.
Girl, we've been talking the whole time you've been gone.
My bad. I didn't mean to catch you. Okay, I'm over.
Oh, shit. You know, I went up in the high register. We tried to avoid it.
It was so sad. All right, yeah, because I'm going to take off the mesh body. And since my screen's not being shared, nobody see my blackhead or my nakedness or my craziness that's going on.
Did you play Snap?
All right, so I'm going to throw up Corey's link.
Damn, I didn't get it fast enough. Dang.
All right, so what are we seeing here?
Well, your
feet, strawberry scent? Oh, that's strawberry scent.
No, that's not strawberry scent. That's Aunt Amy Beebe.
Hey, you
pulled another Amy Beebe. Yes, what?
Corey, are her feet screwed up on your screen?
Yes. I'm changing. I don't even wear this. So, give me a second.
Your feet look like you walked into some stairs and jammed them there and just decided.
I know, right? It's not cute. But give me a second.
I was wanting to see those little shorts, what they look like in mesh. Very cute.
Very cute. I like
them. They are. This is not what I was intending on wearing, but I had to change into something else first. But
why is Snow White naked?
Oh, my God. She's not naked. She's got clothes on.
Almost naked.
She didn't have the audacity when I zoomed in to pose. What the?
I know, right? She can pose for me all day long. Ooh, bye.
I have a sassy avatar. Sassy.
Oh, my God. I love y'all. Y'all are awesome.
24 hour a day. No matter how wild, no matter how kinky.
All right.
Kink girl, because that's what we are.
No, you have to say that. No matter how high, no matter how kinky.
I can't say it like that. I'll be cracking up in the middle of it. Be like, no matter how wild.
Girl, every time we had to call that line, that was a laughter. Okay, so this is Amy Beebe. She does not make mesh, but this is I saw this particular jacket the other day when I was looking for stuff to download to play with. I think it's around 299 lindens to buy it blank. And what it looks like blank is just like a big old white nothing. It's just all the color you see where the blue is, the jacket is what I'm talking about, by the way. I'm speaking Corey-ish, you have to keep up. The jacket is just the plain white, and you have to put the textures and stuff on. I was wondering what it was going to look like. She posted this today. She's on my Google Plus, and I think it is so pretty.
Ginger.
Is Ginger naked?
Ginger.
I'm not naked.
Where did you get that?
I got this from Return Karma. 25 okay. Linden today.
Do they have anything other than pink? Because I despise pink with a passion.
Yeah.
I have that in my inventory to make something out of, too.
You know what? Can you make me, you know my style. Make me something like that in my style, and I will totally rock it.
Right now, my challenge is to figure out, I ran across a girl. Okay, Ginger has a hanky dress that she gave me when she first started trying to give me mesh stuff. She's always handing me stuff. Ginger's as random as I am. She'll hand me stuff. I have no idea why she's giving it to me. I'm like, why is she dropping stuff? Like, I woke up this morning to pictures. I'll tell you about it after we get off the air. I cannot mention them on the air. It's a hanky dress, and I was like, okay, I pulled it out the other day. I was like, what am I going to do with this thing? And ran across a girl who actually made the bottom of it transparent.
Oh.
Like it's lace. I don't know how she did it. I'm going to have to buy one so I can pull it apart.
It's a texture. That's all it is.
I know it's a texture, but the question is, when you have the things in Photoshop, it's a matter of how do I get it to do that and then still show the legs. I think I have an understanding of the process.
Oh, see, I was just thinking of it like, you know how you texture just a regular prim, and you know how they have some of those textures where you slap it on a prim and it makes part of the prim transparent? You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but then you still got to be able to see the length behind it, because remember, mesh has an alpha underneath, so you have to have...
Ooh, that is right. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I have no idea.
See, I told you, complicated things.
I have no idea. I'm still trying to figure out hair, because I really want to make my own hair. I have so many ideas for hair, but I just cannot figure that shit out, and it's pissing me off.
Well, I may have something to help y'all there. Hold on.
Go ahead, tell her, because I was about to say the same thing. I had that page open earlier when I saw it, thought about you, but I don't have it no more.
All right. This one right here, I think it's on the screen. Y'all should be able to see it. Learn to create this video course architecture.
Post it to me, because Twitch fucks me up.
All right, I will post it for you.
Go ahead, drop it in our...
It's expensive, though. Oh, it is so expensive.
You know what? I've seen that, and there's a guy that has one where he'll allow you to create the mesh inside Second Life. I was talking about somebody's already made the hair. You know how they do the clothes?
Yeah.
They already have the hair done that way, too. You just have to look around the marketplace where it's already made.
I saw that.
I want to make my own styles, because I have so many ideas for mesh hair styles.
Well, see, here's the thing. You can add other pieces onto it to make it more yours.
No, that's how I used to make hair with, you know, person that I'm not going to mention anymore. And I don't want to do that. I want to have my own original designs.
You got to get the money first, woman.
I know
that. Here you go. Learn to create mesh video course architecture. This will teach you to make mesh. It costs $102 real life. It's 24,000 linden.
Well, if anybody wants to give me like $105, I'd really appreciate it.
You could just go on YouTube and learn that way.
Girl, no, I have tried. Trust me. I have looked at so many things. And I can make stuff in Blender. I made a little, you know, snowman. Made all that other crap. I just cannot make organic shapes. That's my thing. I cannot figure out how to make the fucking organic shapes look like hair.
Well, okay. I found something else, and it's much cheaper, and it's on the marketplace, too. And this might help you. Is a Blender Basic Volume 1, 265 linden. Much cheaper. So for $2, you can learn Blender.
Ooh, post that to me.
Yeah, let's all get on it. I'm going to give you $1.
Yeah, because somebody was telling me, I saw the one for the mesh, and he linked it to me. I was like, oh, my God, that's so expensive. I mean, you might as well take a course in college for that.
Right? In fact, it might be cheaper to take a course in college.
And you can't ask him any questions at college.
Exactly. But this one, there's a basic volume 1, and then there's one that's a volume 2. And volume 2 goes in a little bit more into depth, but they are both under 300 linden apiece.
Okay, that is sexy. I could totally do that.
I'm going to give you $1.
You're going to give me $1 for that?
I'm going to put $5 on it.
It's not bad. That is not bad. I know. I may be picking it up because I was like, ooh, I could do that. Because, I mean, from what I understand, doing the prims is not, it's similar to doing mesh. It's how you save it and upload it that's different.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's another thing. Like, I made this mesh flower that was really complicated in Blender, and I was going to make it like, you know, a hair piece, you know, to put in different styles of hair. And then when I tried to upload it, it ended up being more, what's the word, angular.
It has too many vertices is what it has. It has too many points.
Yeah, but I don't know how to lower the vertices and keep the shape. That's the thing.
See, that's going to require you to look at some art and start looking at things and breaking them down into shapes in your head. Like, look at this couch behind us.
Look at this couch!
Look at the couch.
I'm looking at the couch.
It's got squares, it's got rectangles, and it's all pretty much that it is. And once you break it down and you said, I want to make a cushion, if you realize in your head that it doesn't have to look like the final cushion there, that the texturing is going to do the rest of the work, and it's just a rectangle, that's how you're going to have to look at the hair.
No. That's how I made it. I made the flower in pieces, like I made a petal.
Yeah, but you put the center. If it went angular, you had too many little points because you were trying to make it look exactly like the flower. Remember, the texturing is going to make it look more like the flower when you get it in here. You just have to do the basic. It's got triangle petals, and that's all you got to make. But when you start getting too intricate in Blender, when you import it into Second Life, because Second Life can't run it that way.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just a perfectionist, and I think it's going to bite me in the ass.
No, it's just a you just have to understand to the other part of the work is going to be done with the Photoshop. Just once you get that part done, then you won't go all out. You can't do that flower in there. Now, if you were going to bring it in to say, oh, I don't know, Call of Duty, that's different. If it was a mod, you can bring it over there because it can handle it. It's using Unreal.
Dude, I could totally make like a Call of Duty mod where everybody's in goth clothing.
That'd be hot.
Wouldn't that be hot? Like, you have girls running around like the big combat boots, knee-high combat boots with hair pigtails and dark makeup on, shooting MK-47s at everybody?
I think we should do that.
Or AK-47s, I should say. That'd be awesome.
I'm all Kamenus, and I meant to show... I'm pointing at the wrong screen. I'm trying to show Second Life. I'm showing... There we go, because I wanted to show...
Crack.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look. Nose nipples. Nose nipples. If you
what
like.
Is she saying? She's breaking up. I can't.
She says I wanted to show Snow's nipples. But remember, it takes her a while to the video for the catch up.
Oh yeah. Oh, I do have nipples showing. Hey.
And look at the poses she's doing. She's actually poking them out. Like, look. Oh, you know.
She is too.
I'm telling you, my avatar is sassy.
It is. Your avatar is S-mom, yo.
Yeah, she's an SL porn star. What can I say?
She's gorgeous. And I love the slight Native American look to her. And we got, you know, Corey is sexy as always.
Mm-hmm. Corey is always sexy. That kind of, like, irritates me. Like, I just want her to look bad just once.
And I got my new mesh eyes. They're all weird.
I've been in here since 2005. I have no reason to be looking jacked up. And I have no reason. I'm the one that don't have an excuse at all. You see me looking jacked up. Oh, my God. You're like, how long you been in here?
Oh, yeah. I do have another store I want to talk about. These people, Angel Red is the store.
I have seen her.
She makes semi-exclusive and, you know, regular mesh.
$7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $12,000.
Yeah, like the semi-exclusive
like
mesh cami top is 12,000 linden.
Oh, wait.
$15. And she is sold out already.
Oh, wait a minute. This was going to make Ginger cry. Throw this up on the screen, by the way.
Uh-oh.
It's going to make her cry. I'm sorry. I got to do it to you. This is from Meshes.
Let me see. I love that.
Looking for it. Go, pasta,
she's
go.
She's also got limited quantities available.
Oh, no. See, that's what I like. I like the limited quantity things. You know, if you don't make a limited quantity, it's going to just saturate the market, and then no one will want it.
And that is exactly why when I make shoes, I only make so many.
Exactly. You don't want that. You're going to saturate the market and ruin your own business. It's stupid.
Yeah, the deal with these are they are technically limited, but that it's not limited to how many people are going to be wearing it. It's limited to how many creators are going to be making it.
Yeah.
So, because that means,
well,
you know, it's
going to
be a little more expensive.
It's good for her. It's not good for everybody else. It doesn't hold it down well. And
but
if
for her, it's rocking.
If you think about it in terms of real life. We only got a few minutes left. Think about it. Let's say you're, you know, who is it that we like? All of us like Von Furstenberg. We all kind of know who she is. Von Furstenberg makes a pair of glasses. It costs $3,000 to buy. And she says, you can take these and you can resell them. But she just made $3,000 off of you and the 15 mm-hmm. other people who did it, and she's not making them anymore. You got to figure out a way to rework these glasses at least 15 times. Your man hours have already used up way more than $3,000.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to make that money back for the most part. And then, you know, she's like, oh, by the way, you can't use my name. which is what they do. You can have this, by the way. You can't use my name. Once you buy it from me, it's yours. Take it, go, and I'm done. I got what I wanted to get from you. It works the same way. I've always liked the idea. Which is the same thing I did with, that I still do with the shoot. When I make the Zuby Baby shoes, I make about 5 to 10 of them, and then people come looking. I had a girl that was mad at me the other day. That's why I came up with the idea of the outlet, actually, Ginger. This girl was mad at me for 15 minutes. She stood in my store explaining to me she wanted to know why I didn't have any more St. Patrick's Day hats out.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, well, I did, but they bought them all. She said, well, why did I tell them? I was like, well, you should have got here when I was having a flash sale. What you want?
What you want?
Well, I wanted one for my baby.
Okay, we got to go. We got like 20 seconds left. We got to close up the show. You're going to tune in. You're going to tune in tomorrow to hear Ginger and Corey do the news, and then tune in on
No news tomorrow morning.
Oh, no news tomorrow. Scratch that, you know, because nobody tells me anything around here.
My bad. I didn't tell Corey until just a while ago.
Okay. Well, I would like to know so I don't sound like an idiot. You're like, no. Like, oh, God.
Well, I just found out.
Anyway, okay. So tune in to, you know, our Thursday show because we're rough, raw, and ready because that's how you like it. Okay. Favorite if you like us. Favorite if you don't because that's how we roll. Say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight, bitches.
Are you the official cherry bomb?
Cherry bomb!
That's it, baby.